I was enjoying the conversation with a man I used to date, a biologist named Marion Ford, until the subject swung from Florida oranges to a giant snake. He'd seen it crossing a bay south of the island where I grew up and still occasionally reside.
How far south?
A ways. We were flying back from Key West.
That's where you disappeared to?
I've been traveling,
he said, which was typical.
It was a Burmese python, 12, maybe 15 feet long, too big for a boa. Hard to be sure of the size because it was swimming, but that's not the point.
It is to me, I said. If you're trying to scare me into moving closer to your lab, I'm flattered, but I'd prefer the particulars first. There are better ways than inventing snakes.
Invent?
He was mystified. Marion has warmth, if you get to know him, but he is slow to recognize playful humor. I don't doubt you saw it, but there's 100 miles of coast between here and the Keys. Was the snake closer to Naples or Sanibel Island?
Let me finish. I was making a connection between the parasites killing your orange trees and higher-profile exotics like pythons, boas, a whole long list of reptiles that are taking over the state. Not just reptiles, of course. Fire ants have all but destroyed the quail population. Brazilian pepper trees are another example, but they were intentionally introduced by state biologists, so...
Marion, I said patiently, you know I'm not fond of snakes, and you know why. Please stick to the subject.
I thought I was.
You were for a while. Now you're not. I was aboard a tidy Marlow cabin cruiser that is my home, neatening up the galley with the phone to my ear. As we talked, I could look out the cabin door and see the family dock built by my late Uncle Jake as it wobbled through the mangroves. Across the road, atop an Indian mound, was an old yellow pine cracker house with a tin roof and a wraparound porch. Veiled by screening were ceiling fans, a summer kitchen, and a hammock where, as a child, I had often slept on hot summer nights. What I chose not to notice was a black Lincoln town car parked in the shade. For more than an hour, I'd been trying to ignore the thing. It belonged to an old-time Florida millionaire who, 20 years ago, had been my mother's secret lover. 2 brain surgeries and a fondness for smoking pot have not improved her memory nor pacified her mood swings and sometimes wild behavior. Better, I decided, to call a friend rather than fixate on what might be going on up there. Inside, it was just the two of them. My mother, Loretta, and 80-year-old Harney Chatham, the former lieutenant governor of Florida, who was also a married man. Not that anyone remembers lieutenant governors. Even Mr. Chatham's recent prostate surgery had not made the news. Ford asked,
"Are you still there?"
I realized my attention had drifted. "I'm not one to interrupt, but that doesn't mean I'm not listening. How big was the snake?" Apparently, he had already covered that ground. Instead of sighing, as a normal person would, he calmly repeated the details. A quality that was admirable, I suppose, but also rankled me. It was as if he were a professor tutoring one of his slower students.
"Hannah," he added, "I haven't heard from you in more than 3 weeks.
You disappeared a month ago, so what do you expect?"
"I didn't disappear. I was traveling," he reminded me. "Now, out of the blue, you call to tell me the oranges in your citrus grove are dying. Why ask me for advice?"
"They're withering," I corrected, "with a sort of green mold on the skins, and the fruits bitter."
"The entire grove?"
"The ones I care about. The honeybells and grapefruit, all my favorites. You can tell by the leaves. They start to curl up with yellow streaks."
"But not all?"
"I didn't think to check."
"You should. If some of the trees aren't infected, I'd step back and ask myself what's different about them. Less shade, more sun, a different soil or rootstock. But if the entire grove is diseased," I said, It's not big enough to be called a grove. Not really. Just a few dozen trees my grandfather planted way, way back.
I know. All I'm saying is, you must have ties to people in the citrus business who can give you better advice than me.
Again, my eyes moved to the black limousine. Some of the biggest, I replied. But I do miss our talks. You're a biologist, and it's been a while, so I thought maybe you'd heard something new. This he found humorous.
The parasites that spread citrus greening don't have fins and they don't swim. I'm a marine biologist. All I know is they're exotics and they've damn near ruined a $1 billion industry.
Is that really the reason you called?
I was about to cover my deception by shifting topics when I saw Loretta charge out of the house wearing a house coat and fluffy pink slippers. Her mannerisms were frantic, as if she were being chased or had suffered a second brain aneurysm. She bounced on her toes and flapped her hands in my direction, then charged back onto the porch.
"Something's wrong," I said.
"Nothing we can't fix, Hannah, if you're willing to—"
"Not us, my crazy mother," I interrupted and went out the cabin door in a hurry.